Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Champion the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Good morning, everyone. I got a grace. Thank you so much. Good morning to see all of you. It's a good day to be alive. It's a good day to be alive. I see we have our head writer, Ibrahim, on the call today. Yes, good. Good, outstanding. We have a lot to reveal, talk about, have fun with. And we will start with prayer. No, I'm joking. But we ain't nothing wrong with that, though. You know, ready. Grace was ready. Renee was ready.
Yeah, I was.
It's okay, though. No. All good. All right. So the Mexican Conference, May 14th and 15th. May 14th and 15th. Yes. May 14th and 15th. Somebody put that out there for me. May 14th and 15th. You have one more day till that goes up to $75. May 14th, 15th. One more day. Uno. Okay. One more day. Now, you should know that everything is running smoothly. If this is your first time here, we are the ATS JR Companies. I happen to be a guy named Antonio. And about last year, February 20th, March 1st, we realized that COVID-19 was being extremely good to us. It was a blessing from the financial heavens. And we realized, oh man, we got to open this up so we can help everybody else. So what we have done is we've opened up our private meetings, all our secrets. There is, I would say, 99% of stuff that you should not know about happens during this call, which has made this call quite popular. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I was revealing some of the tools that we use. Today, I will be revealing a whole bunch of stuff. And life is just good. So all you have to do is make sure that you tap into this multi-million dollar company. And then anything that is resonating with you or anything that you can steal and take back to your company, do that, because that is the place in which you can be. And we also want you to have, do, and be anything you want. Plus, we want you to get your business a head start. There's a sacred text of a sheep herder that said that he had a God so great that his God will pour out so many blessings that his cup would run over. That's what he said. So therefore, it is fantastic to be next to a running over cup, so you don't have to have a dry start. You get to start as well and as fast as you want. Now, so you get to hear a bunch of stuff. Like right now, you get to hear
better be
correct.
Caught in your overflow. I like that.
Yes.
I like
right
that.
Right now, you get to hear me correct folk who got Antonio T. Smith Jr. Email, but not their video on. It's always the same people. I don't get it. So there you go. You're bringing out the sergeant. Send her a message, somebody. Jesus. All right. Now, let's see. What else? I want to cover all this intermediate stuff and then want to get to it. Is Stradivari on yet?
No.
He's not on? Okay. Well, here's what we're doing. We got a bunch of top secret stuff that's happening, and you won't find out till May 14th, many of it. I kind of revealed to you about Mexit News. I haven't told you anything. Okay, I haven't told you anything. You don't get to know. It is top secret. You do not get to know. I find it no coincidence at all that Ibrahim is here, as he is our head writer for Mexit News. Our head writer, and we have just done some great stuff. That's, you can't know nothing else. There's no more details. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give just a few details, but no more details. I want to congratulate Stradivari upon his leadership. Yeah. He has the first non-immediate staff show that did its recording, and it was last night, and it was well. Come on, y'all. Unmute your mic.
Blessings.
All right now.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to give him an opportunity to talk here in a second without giving away too much details. There you go. Just give you an opportunity of a good time that you had. But he was aided by Marcella. Yes. I saw the video. She was looking good too. I saw the video. And Michelle, who was also looking good. Yes. Damali and Felicia. Yes. And just in case you think I'm joking, here is what it looked like. Look at these folks. Yes. I hope y'all saw that Mexican entire right. You understand. Now that's this. So that's what it is. You ain't seeing nothing. You can't see nothing. That's just a still shot of a video frame. That's it. That's all that is. You're not allowed to see nothing. Now, before I get him to speak, I wanted to let you know that these people are super committed. Mm-hmm. They started at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and they went almost 3 hours going in. Wow. Yes. That's fantastic. I'll repeat a little bit of that because I just saw Felicia just hopped on, so she missed her roses. That's why y'all should be on time. Okay. What happened is this young lady, this man, these young ladies, they went hard last night on the first group to record their first episodes. And let me tell you, this is Mexit. It is a It's a something in a something. That's all I'm going to say. It's a something in a something. And it is Mexit. It is Mexit News and Mexit something in a something. That's all it is. And by the time you get to see it, there will be something else in a something and a something and a something. Okay? And that's all I can tell you right now. That's all I can tell you. If you wanted to know, you should have volunteered. Now, if you're late getting to here, this is what we've done. We've reached 2.4 million people a week, month, probably a week now, in over 100 countries. And to be honest with you, we just got too big not to have our own social media. I released that in December last year. Keep your eye on that, because that's going to take off like a rocket in May. But y'all, you know, I ain't bothering y'all. I ain't bothering, right? So we got our own social media. We got too big also not to get our news from other places. All right, somebody missed all that, but that's okay. We control our own news. Also, we are the world's first news that is designed for the middle class. All it is to put income and a tad bit of entertainment into Patricia and to her bank account. As she said, the Lord is good and the Lord looks like money. Yes. I'm going to read this private message. Just verifying that blank groups before. Yes. I have taken care of him, Chiquita, just as I have said. So he's already taken care of. Now, before I get started, I've already talked. I'm setting him up for this great glory. Setting him up for the great, great glory. Great leadership. In fact, 30 minutes before, we didn't even think they signed their NDA. I was like, hey, can't record. Done. Hey, it's out of there. Done. Wrap. Over. Canceled. Finito. And so Virus like, wait. I got them right now. How you want them? I sent them with my left hand, sent them with my right hand. Tell me what to do. So excited. Marcella, with such great leadership, was like, oh, StreamYard, 3 days before, she started a whole account, link and everything. It's like, boom, here it is. It's going down. We ready for you, right? And we ready for you. She was so excited. Her leadership was so good. And I'm just excited for all of you to be here. If you're missing what's going on, too many details to tell you. Just know that we believe in group economics, okay? And there's a lot of money behind this new thing that we are doing. And we decided to build, boost, and bolster the brands of people inside of ATS Network. We have, absolutely. That means, Arshia, that we're going to blow these people up. And they're going to be able to promote themselves. And we would do all the googly Google things that happens. In addition to that, as the business model continues to do what it do, and the sponsors do what they do, I'll be then saying, you know what, Marcelo and Felicia, I sure hope you don't mind $325 an episode.
All right, now.
Okay. I'm not even going to repeat that or rewind or press play. Just know, yes. Yes, go ahead.
I heard it.
I just had a quick question, because when you said that, my brain did something. Are you also taking Mexic News and turning it into a podcast?
Yes. So everything that you all do, it's already a podcast. It's already a podcast, but everything you do will be placed everywhere, even on podcasts. Now, you're very welcome. Now, before I get Stradivari to talk and tell us about his successful thing, listen to me well. I have been offered a few TV shows here lately, and I can't tell you the name of the biggest one in particular, because they made me sign an NDA, just like I made y'all sign an NDA. The reason why you signed an NDA, because none of this is being live. If you want to make money, stay private. If you want to make noise, get followers, be public. You got to blend the two, okay? Attention brings money. Money 100% follows attention. But some of y'all are now in my world to where I work on something for 8 months in secret, eat all that pride and vanity that says, man, I really wish they can see it. Don't say nothing, Jerome. And then 8 months later, boom, there it is, and $100,000 and fell out of it in 2 days. Hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to, there's a Stradivari's group, others too, but right now I'm talking about them. Stradivari's group, Marcella, Felicia, Michelle, Miss Horn. Oh, that's it.
The Molly.
They are working hard behind the scenes and will produce at least 30 before y'all ever see it.
All right now.
This is how you work. You understand what I'm saying? Can I tell you what? Would you like a business model? 5 different TV shows, we'll call it that, with 30, I sure hope you're paying attention, 5 different TV shows with 30 different episodes apiece, 5 times 30, Grace is still?
150.
Grace's series has over 200 episodes. 150 plus 200, Grace?
350.
Plus Antonio, Ibrahim, and all sorts of other blah, 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 blahs is putting out over 1,000 blah, 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 blahs. Okay? You can't, you can, the NDA makes me say blah, blah, blah. 1,000 plus 350, Grace?
1,350.
And each last one of those things by May will all be sales funnels. Rewind, press play. I know that y'all like your gratitude and your gratification up front. That's why you don't win much. Because where gratitude starts, execution and work ends. This is why when you post about that book you're going to write, once you get those 37 likes, girl, I'm proud of you. Go ahead now. Ooh, Antonio, right there. You got all your gratitude up front. And none of that work has begun, which is why you've been writing the same book in your head, chapter 1, for the last 7 years.
Well, you're just going to embarrass now, me. You're just going to embarrass me in front of everybody.
Yeah, you understand. You understand. You understand? And to boot, instead of going out there and paying for marketing, Dolores, what would happen if you would delay your gratitude and your gratification? What would happen if you had the diligence and the persistence to keep going and to put out content, Monica, and put it out and put it out and keep your mouth shut and put it out and put it out and keep your mouth shut and do everything with the spirit of excellence and have top branded content and then understand sales funnels and have 1,350 pieces of content that are now sales funnels leading back to the branded self you just released. If you didn't get that, it's a language barrier. I can't help you. One sales funnel is, you understand, one sales funnel is fantastic. 1,350, Dolores, that's unfair. In addition to, Deanna, unmute your mic, how many pieces of content does Antonio force ATS to do for one piece of content?
62 or is it 52? I feel like I'm off a number.
You're off two numbers. 64 it is. It used to be 16. Then I got it up to 36. And then Gary V came out with a content model that said 64. And as me being competitive as I am, Gary V had me messed up. So I just said, well, if he's going to do 64, I'm going to do 64. Up until that time, I thought I was just the only one taking one piece of content and stretching it out. So should you take, Deanna, share your calculator. Get ready, Stradivari. Should you take, I'm giving y'all, do y'all see I'm literally laying the foundation for y'all to do this on, do this thing yourself? Can y'all see that? I gave you the blueprint. You don't have to look it up no more. Well, actually, this wasn't on the internet anyway. Right, you got to read a book. Down to 1,350. That's going to be sales funnels, each one times 64 is 86,400. Can somebody please tell me why that number sounds familiar? Anybody? Why does 86,400 sound familiar? I'm not saying that. Tell us why 86,400 sounds familiar. The next time you go, take your stuff with you. 86,400. Why does that sound familiar? Anybody? Anybody know why?
Oh, it sounds like the number of breaths we take in the course of a day.
Okay, you're right. Assuming that you breathe. Go ahead, Greg.
It's the number of seconds in a day.
Now, what are the odds? Can I bless y'all? I'm so motherfucking Antonio. I said, come May 15th, I'm going to have a piece of content per second.
You better go ahead, content.
Yeah.
You think that? From one company. All right. So people your keep company. Saying, tell me, this is one company. That had nothing to do with ATS. That's a company that was inside ATS. Had nothing to do with Rikaze. Had nothing to do with the business university. Do I need to repeat all that for y'all? Would you like me to? So you can write this down? Y'all good? Did y'all get the model? Everybody got the model? Now, if you think that's by accident.
Did you say money per second? I think they need to hear that again.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. If you think that's...
No, no, you missed it. You missed it.
No, miss. You missed it.
If you think... So basically, 1,350 times 64 is 86,400. That wasn't by accident or sheer. I ain't no dummy. I figured, might as well kill. I've been telling y'all, the last 3 years that I'm working on having 5,000 meaningful conversations a day. I showed y'all, like 3 years ago, I shot that video. I've been telling y'all you need to be posting 1,000 pieces of content a day, way before Gary Vee was screaming it to y'all. I've been telling you. And then this is what they're going to say, Prophet Jerry. Ah, well, he lucky. First of all, I worked my tail off and I put people on. Now, two things before I let Stradivari go, because I don't want y'all to get caught up. I want you to hear. Thing number one, I got plenty of stuff for everybody should you desire to do so. Y'all grown. Do not, under any circumstances, do that victim thing and feel left out when you think you're too big to volunteer. That's got nothing to do with me. That's number one. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Number two, and hear this well, Dolores, I can't tell you the TV show. I can tell you it's on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Prime, etc., and it shoots the second season in June. That's all I can tell you. Anything else? I can't tell you where. I can't tell you who. All I can do is tell you they want me the face of the TV show. That's all I can tell you due to the work that I'm doing. They want me the face. Big TV show. And Yeah, I know exactly who the people are. Should I tell you? But I can't tell you. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I know exactly who the people. It's all A-list people. You know exactly who they are if I tell you. It's like saying Will. Ain't no other Will. There's just one Will. You know, who is Will? Everybody know who Will is. It's like saying Steph. Ain't no other Steph. There's one Steph. There's one LeBron. You understand what I'm saying? All right, it just is what it is. It just is what it is. It's a few Jerrys, Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Rice, but it's one Will. It just is. Some celebrities are sitting that high. There's only one Beyonce. There's only one Christina. I don't care what you say. If it ain't Aguilera after that, you tripping. Because her vocal cords are blessed. You understand? Only one Britney. Don't even matter if they're trying to make fun of her right now. She's still Britney. You understand what I'm saying? So you know these people should I name, and I want y'all to know, in order for me to be the face of their show, and they're going to let me keep all the stuff, all the, and then fly me out, all that stuff, because I'm doing this, they charge me $25,000.
Come on, man.
I'm saying this because some of y'all accidentally got your opportunity twisted. They charged me $25,000. Oh, well, Mrs. Smith, you can do a payment plan, $2,500 right now until balance is complete.
That's it.
And y'all know I'm not a payment plan type of brother. For the very same thing that I'm giving to y'all for free, they charging me $25,000.
So you paying $25,000 to get million dollar exposure?
No, you need to say that one more time, bro. Say it one more
they
time.
Yes, Damali, they charged me $25,000. And then here's what they charge. They charged me $25,000 to get the media package. I'm telling y'all what this is. With this stuff to be the face, to get the media exposure and the social media attention, and to be featured on the front page. Yesterday, I sat here and told all y'all featured on the front page. Y'all fit to make me cuss. Yesterday, I told all y'all that I'm going to fix it. I already fixed it to where when they put your Dolores is going to be blank, blank, dot, blank. I ain't going to tell you what it is because y'all smart. / Dolores. When we use your last name, I'll use your last names on purpose just so you can, you know what I'm saying, get that Google hit. Dolores / last name, and you're going to pop up. I did every single thing plus more. And I did it for y'all for free.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are
hallelujah.
Most
thank
welcome.
You for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And if you think I'm fibbing, because my grandmother say don't say lying. It's a cut. Yeah. If you think I'm fibbing, well, blow up and wait till one of these TV shows come at you and watch how much they charge you. Mm-hmm. Or some of y'all probably already got that experience. You can't even get to you can't get into an article no more without saying, well, you know what, Patricia, we sure like what you're doing. For $750, we'll feature you. Who knows what I'm talking about? There you go. As long as y'all know, the days of, oh my God, you're doing good. Let's put you in for free. Them over. Those are over. You understand what I'm saying? Those are, unless they're convinced you can bring in the audience like Denzel Washington or The Rock or Kevin Hart or Madonna, yeah, you pay it. Yeah. They not paying you. You understand what I'm saying? All right. So that being said, Stradivari, Marcella, Michelle, Damali, without even knowing that, said, hey, put me in, coach. Thank you so much. Thank you. Other groups too, but I ain't talking about y'all. Okay? I know Jaquita like, me too, don't go. I get it. I know Jaquita. Calm down. I'm not talking about y'all.
No, I'm cool. I'm connected because right. I know who I am and I know what you're about to do. I know what you're all doing. Right. You're my coach.
That is fair. That is fair. So I just want y'all to know, in all sincerity, do not sleep on your opportunity. Do not sleep on your opportunity, because I can assure you, this all I have to do is this. If I just feature you on the Secrets of Success podcast alone, there is 40,000 people in the first 30 days. Just alone. I know I'm a kid from the hood, but God has been good. Right here, Secrets of Success by this guy. And right now, still ranked number 8 all time. Y'all see that? Mm-hmm. You got to highlight it?
Yeah.
All time. Ever since they had the category that I'm in, I'm number 8 all time. That means if you just go to Apple and you search, you ain't got to search. When you get to the category, I'm going to be featured right on the front page in the 8th position. Y'all ready? And I don't charge nobody to be on the Secrets to Success podcast. It's billionaire guests, Forbes, millionaire guests on there. And every chance I get, I pick somebody from the ATS network and I say, Deanna, you should interview them. Put all y'all information in the show notes so you can be frozen in time. Sure. Do not sleep on your opportunity. Every time you get on camera, you better kill it. You understand what I'm saying? Shadavari, tell us how y'all killed it. Come on, man.
All righty. Let me go ahead and take my mask off.
I would catch COVID for this.
Basically, we had an awesome, awesome show. I would like to thank all of the participants, which is the ladies. These four ladies were my four horsemen. They really tore it up and made it their own show. This was a great understanding and an opportunity for me to really see the passion of what these ladies really have in them, the unpopular opinion from them. And to really be honest, the one lone man representative representing all the men, it was getting the understanding of this is one of the best shows I can honestly say you will ever be able to see. You should definitely try your best to get involved to even hearing how this show went last night. The most thing I would like to say is I want to definitely say thank you to everyone. And I'd like to thank you, Miss Michelle, at the end. She's the only one that stayed at the end to give me a little bit of talk to. You know, she kind of really knows me more than I thought I did. So understanding with the passion that we all have for each other and that we brought this passion together to bring us something special, you could never imagine that this was one of the one things I can honestly say that gave me the passion to say, you know, maybe taking the information from these ladies, I can find my true love within myself. So it was a good way to understand that this show is the unpopular opinion of us, but it's basically given us the passion that we need to strive and understand each other as men and women. So you should definitely come out and, you know what, get a little taste of what we can do. And this was one of the one things that we can show. So I appreciate every last one of you ladies after last night. I appreciate Antonio giving me the opportunity, and I appreciate everything that this ATS has done for us. I also appreciate Adrian for just walking me into the door, because I'm glad that it's open for me and you. This is the greatest opportunity I've ever had. I might be a little tired, but you know what? I got up this morning thinking about the next show. So that's just how I feel. I really feel as though it's giving me the passion that I need to move forward. I'm not going to just take baby steps. I'm going to take leaps. And this faith that I have for you and me, I appreciate every last one of you. My words today is thank you.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Thank you. Thank you. And bless you and bless everyone. Thank you so much.
Well said. I want you all. So it's not getting released till Mexit. Okay. And if I'm telling you about it, you know there's more. All right. Y'all know who I am. By now, y'all know my habits, okay? By now you know it's bigger than what I am leading you all to believe. I want you all to bust an Antonio with this situation, okay? So that means where's Michelle Black? Because she be listening. She's obedient. She a knucklehead, but she obedient. She not on, okay then. All right, well, where's Marcella? Where's she at?
She's on.
All right, this is what I want you to do. Because I know most of you haven't gotten used to producing content or creating or sales funnels or whatever. Worry not. This is what I want you to do. Anything you see us doing, just copy and paste, do that. I also want you, when you see how your name can be linked, which will be easy. Just when you see that, this is what I want you to do. I want you to know that mathematically, you're going to have about 35. Should you stay consistent? You're going to be tired. But guess what? Me, Deanna, Grace, and Chris, we're in here at 4:45 doing cardio with Tyranny's nephew. And we tired right now. They just woke up 15 minutes before this call. Go ahead. She wants to cuss Tyranny out.
She just joined yesterday.
I know she just joined yesterday, but Auntie Tyranny was supposed to be on with us.
I don't think she knew about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. She didn't know about Tuesday.
My bad.
She
didn't know about apologize.
Yes.
I can't walk straight because of your nephew.
Today's her birthday today. So cut us some slack. Today her birthday.
I ain't cutting no slack. But we don't see.
Not only that, no. You cut a slack because even on her birthday, she took time to counsel her niece. That's why she wasn't on the call on point. So I'm taking blame for that, but she counseled my daughter who's going through something right now. So
okay, y'all,
that happens.
Y'all
take it easy on.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Well, I ain't gonna take it easy on anyway.
Yes.
But
yes. Birthday
to okay, gotcha. I'm gonna let Eve talk here in a second. I want you. We gotta sing to Justin and Tyranny. Because Justin's on. All right. I've been waiting for it to come and go because I meant to sing Happy Birthday to on that day, and then I forgot because the meeting got taken over. I forgot, but I remembered. I've been thinking about it. So we're going to sing for Justin and Tyranny, but we'll do that here in a second. Ibrahim, come on, add some value here to what you were getting ready to say this opportunity. Okay. I see him. Let me know when he unmutes his mic. All right, and then shoot him a message. Shoot him a message. He unmuted. Oh, there you go, Ariel. Come on.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yep. Can't see you, but we can hear you. Come on, give it to us. That's how he look in real life, y'all. He's a handsome.
So the first thing is that I actually listen to the meetings. I just do not join unless like I have to say something. I listen because I'm in a different time zone. So this is not the first time I'm joining. First time I'm joining with the ability to speak. All right?
Right.
Okay. So I want just as someone who graduated in media studies, I'd just like to add some perspective. I believe there is a little lack of perspective regarding this opportunity. You see, there is something called a calling card gig. It does not matter whether you're a producer, an actor, director, there is something in Hollywood called a calling card gig. Robert Downey Jr., you guys know him, Iron Man, right? He makes like hundreds of millions per movie. He was in jail, he was an alcoholic, and his redeeming thing was he got this role in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. It's a small movie and he plays this charming jerk. A Hollywood producer sees that movie and goes like, oh, we need a charming jerk to play Tony Stark. And then he gets this big gig. If this were an exception, everyone would be talking about it. But this is how Hollywood operates. This is normal. Any big guy there, regardless of their role, they had a calling card gig. You have J.J. Abrams, right? Dude produced Lost. That was his calling card gig. Big show, but still it was his calling card. He wasn't making a bulk of his net worth with Lost. You just see its popularity and think that he made it. No, he hasn't made it. That was his calling card gig. And then he got to make those movies where he got millions. You've got Joss Whedon, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That was his calling card gig. And you have to realize that whenever you get an opportunity in media, it is your calling card gig. And you have only one scenario in which you can say no. Okay, only one scenario where it's okay to say no, if you have a bigger opportunity. That's it. So if Antonio brings you an opportunity, does not matter whether he pays or not, does not matter whether he gives you money or asks for money. Point is, if you have an opportunity bigger than this to say yes to right now, then say no. If you don't, you've got nothing to lose, say yes. It's just that simple. Now, talking about something that's different from this subject, but still related to the opportunity is paying for coverage. Do you know that as of now, as the people are being bombarded by different magazines, different contributors who are saying, hey, we'll cover you, we'll write an article about you, make a show about you, come and pay us. At the same time, celebrities are being paid to give interviews. You know, celebrities don't pop out for free for these smaller publications. So who decides who pays? It's as simple as this. Who brings more attention? If Will Smith is coming to one of a magazine that has a smaller following than Will Smith, the magazine will pay him. If Antonio is working with a celebrity, we're not going to name him. If Antonio is working with a celebrity and that celebrity brings more attention than Antonio, it is completely fair for Antonio to pay. So it really is about who brings the attention. In media, it always is. So be open to calling card gigs and simply ask who is bringing the attention. If you're bringing more attention than Antonio, then you have every right to demand payment upfront. But if he's bringing the attention, treat it as a calling card gig because he's paying for calling card gigs. So a free calling card gig, it's like, this is amazing. This is hearing about it. That's all I got to say.
That's good. I love you, John Mike. That's it. That's it.
Let that echo.
That was so compelling. Wow.
That needs to echo throughout.
That's it.
That's a grown man
speechless.
Talking.
If
I'd have said it, I'd have been hearing it. You got to have somebody else say it, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no doubt. You will hear Ibrahim again at the Mexican conference, okay? You will hear him. He will be at the Mexican conference. And you will be learning from him soon because he is one of your new classes.
All right, man.
Yeah, we've been working on that for about 6 months. Anyway, I won't tell you too many details, but absolutely, he's become a very good friend of mine. He's one of our top staff. Talks to Deanna far more than he talks to me, but we have good times. And well, not far more. He talks to Deanna maybe twice more than me because I be busy, but I be stealing time from Deanna. You know, I be stealing time. Well, we talk all the time. And he is fantastic, and he even taught me something. I took a little further. I'll be sharing that with you here in the next 21 minutes or something like that. Nevertheless, everything that man said is true. And let me tell you, I ain't got no problem paying $25,000 to get blah 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 blah. Because if you knew who it was with, it's with a bunch of them, but I can't say nothing. That's the whole point. So why did I have you sign NDAs about this? Because if y'all think for one second, first off, y'all ought to know I don't do nothing regular anyway. Okay? It's why, if you remember, I launched Mexit News as a podcast like November last year or something. And I remember saying to myself, why am I doing that? What am I saying, Patricia? Why am I doing that? That's not how I think. That's why it's only 3 episodes up there, but it's holding the spot for me right now. I say, why am I doing it? That's not what I say, Jerome. That's dumb as hell. That's not. At this point, it's time to control my own media, my own news, my own everything. Mm-hmm. What I ought to do is put everybody out of business.
Okay.
So I solidly shut myself up. I hit Ibrahim up. Me, Ibrahim, and Deanna were the only people who knew I changed everything. And I said, hey, man. No, he caught my energy. He actually came to me first. He said, I got an idea. We should blank, 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 blank. I can't tell. I'm not going to tell you. And he was like, because what you're doing, blah, 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 Texas. And I was like, yep. And he was explaining something to me. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. So he had to give me some examples, okay? I was like, oh, I know what that is. I just didn't know what the name of it was. Like, he knows the name of it, right? So I didn't know what he was talking about. But I knew once he explained to me, I said, okay, cool. Well, that kind of matches the idea that I've been holding on to. We should blank, 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 blank. And then I said, all right, well, here it is. It's up. And I said, I remember saying, now make sure you go to the post section because blah. He was like, hey, I already know how to use it. Don't worry about it. I said, cool, then go ahead and do your thing. Right? Go and do your thing. All right? Go and do your thing. So there it is. Okay? There it is. As simple as that. Just know this is one heck of an opportunity, and it is my honor to share it with our network. My great honor. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, mm-hmm. everyone, and Antonio. I want to first say thank you so much for the opportunity that you have before us.
Yes, ma'am.
And I also want to welcome Ariana to the meeting today, the one that I briefly talked about yesterday, who is like my soul sister, I guess I can say. And she also would like to be a part of the show, but I believe she wants to say something as well.
Sure, we can let you talk. Hey, Ariana, how's it going? I don't know if y'all can see Ibrahim now. I'm going to let him talk so y'all can see how cute he is. Ariana, wait, there you go. I see you. Come on, let us hear from you. Your hair looks beautiful. I'll mute your mic for me. You got your mic muted. There you go.
Hi guys, how everyone doing? Grand rising to the beautiful queens and people out there. Like she said, my name is Ariana Williams, and I'm from Chicago. I'm just kind of nervous right now because, you know, I never did this, and the way LaVon was talking about the experience with you guys gave me some type of inspiration. So I'm just happy to talk to you guys, and I'm happy to just network and connect. So hi to everyone. I'm excited because the opportunities that she was telling me about that you guys are delivering, I was actually on the same type of path, and I had the same type of inspiration. And I was like telling her about my goals and how I want to perform in this lifetime. And I was telling her that, you know, I believe that my calling is to be a soul full of love. I want to love in the midst of hate. I want to give back to the people something that I wasn't given. And, you know, I'm just like inspired because when I heard you and LaVon interview, I got chills because I felt the struggles and I felt the energy, and I also felt the enduring. I felt the overcoming. I felt the ability, like, hey, I can also accomplish what I need to accomplish here on this world. I can honestly progress myself to become my higher self, and I can honestly progress and actually do this, give back and be an inspiration, be inspiring and be an example. So I'm totally with this wave that you guys are on. It's so good to see different people that's on the same path and see different people that's willing to actually give more than they gonna receive. And I really truly believe that what we're going to receive is going to be bigger than money. The credit and the love and the power that we're about to receive by taking this journey is going to be bigger. The people are our wealth, people. The more people that we have on our side and on our team, the more better we're going to be. The more that we acknowledge, because the one type of, when we all on that one same type of goal and on that same path, we can't be stopped. We can't be stopped. So I'm definitely here and willing to join this army, this army of love, this army of truth, this army of power, this army of, you know, just saying, excelling, the liberation that we're about to receive from breaking through this mental curse that, you know, that's placed upon us, that things that we just don't know about. I'm just ready to learn. I'm ready. And I'm ready to receive whatever God got for me. So I'm thankful that you guys gave me this opportunity just to talk to you guys, just to see what this is about, just to connect. So thank you so much.
No, oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. Woo! Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I love that. No, thank you so much. Thank you. You definitely belong here. She said, "Army of love." I like that. I like that so much.
She is a breath of fresh air.
Yes,
definitely. I've got to land this plane soon because we got a next class in 11 minutes. I want to bring back Ibrahim real quick.
Okay.
And just unmute your mic, man, and you still start talking for no reason at all. Let him see you and hear you. See, he's got even got the bang going on. Y'all see it? Go ahead.
Hi, Antonio.
There it is. All right. Thank you, man. That's our guy there. He's awesome. He is incredibly intelligent at what he does, and he's fast. And I was just telling Deanna 2 days ago, he never misses a beat. He has yet to drop a ball. Not one time. Now, we didn't have a flaw in the system. We were trying to figure out what's the slowest part of the system. It was never on his end. Never. Never. It was always 3 steps after his. It was never on his end. He's the first step or the second step. But yeah, there you go. Thank you, Ibrahim. Thank you so much, everything. Go ahead.
Thank you, Tony. I actually noticed some Antonia holds his cards pretty close to his chest. The thing is, I never try to hide what he's doing, because I know like when the time comes, he's going to reveal it. But sometimes what happens is I have like a brilliant idea, right? I go to this guy and I'm like, Antonio, this is going to be great for the business. This is going to be great for ATS, the Bureau of Dominant Experts. See, I'm actually on calls, right? I am. Okay, so this is going to be great. And I bring it up to him and he's always so humble because he already had the idea. He just hadn't revealed it to me. And then he has to, you know, pat me on my back and give me my flowers. And he's like, oh man, that's such a sweet idea. That's a great idea. We should really do this. And then it turns out he was like, he started 3 months before that. So, but thank you, Antonio. Thank you for making me feel smart. But yeah, a lot of my ideas, you already had them and you were like, they were in the pipeline. But I like that we think alike. I like that.
Yeah, definitely, man. Thank you so much. That's too funny. Too funny. Yeah, we work well together and I'm looking. He's in Abu Dhabi. Oh, yes, he's in Abu Dhabi. And Deanna and I will be going there super soon. We got to go there and two other places this year. We're going to be just trying to wait for America to stop being so infectious. I just kind of wait for that. Yeah.
Antonio, I'm over here singing the Michael Jackson, "You Are Not Alone."
Oh, I already know.
He's like, you got all these ideas. You know, like, oh, you already did that?
Yeah. Well, you know, Monica isn't going to let us go by ourselves, and Grace isn't. Chris already put up his camera like this here. He's like, he already did that there. You know, good. All right, I want to just say a couple of things. Got a couple of minutes. If you got all that, please remember every single thing that Ibrahim said, especially if you don't have a better opportunity, it's the only time you can say no, right? Outstanding. Now, who is I need to know who's the next group that's going to record. I know Jaquita is going to record tomorrow. Renee's group is today? No. Oh, that's okay. So both Jaquita and Renee are going Wednesday. That's what that is. All right. And Jerome, well, you're Wednesday too, Jerome.
Hello.
Yes, I apologize.
Don't make me cut
Jaquita,
you.
Renee, and Jerome are all going Wednesday. Let me keep my little funky mouth shut. All right. So I will contact all of you and then walk you through the StreamYard. Listen, it's so big. We gotta have two Zoom accounts and two StreamYard accounts just to pull all this off. Now, dead serious. Like we have two Zooms. One for India specifically, then the other one for all the classes because they run into each other. And we got to have two stream yards right now and possibly a third coming just so y'all time can run into. Well, your times can run into each other, but we don't want to tell you that you can't do it at this time because it's just better to spend an extra $49.99 a month, which is a good lesson for all y'all. Stop telling your customers no. If Tyranny says she wants this, give it to her. Somebody's going to catch that later. All right. Ashley says she's ready to go tomorrow. So I think that's every group then is ready to go tomorrow. And y'all, we got all y'all worked out different times. Cool. Now, you're going to get, well, if you're late at night, you're going to get tired. Like Ken Johnson, I get it. It is what it is. But, so. I was trying to find an intellectual way to say that. But so how bad do you want whatever it is that you're trying to get? Because should you rise off of this, that calling card, right? Anything you do after that is yours. And it's easier to get there faster. Got me? Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Let me just say a few more things. And I'm doing rapid succession here. Thank you. Ashley is doing so good in messaging inboxes. Yes. Yes. She sucks at turning her camera on time, but she does so good, so good, so good. And that she actually sent leads yesterday, for sure. Now, Ashley, Damali, Tyranny, and there's one more project. I keep missing one more. There's one more. Ashley, Damali, Tyranny. Who did you ask for?
Oh, not
today. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's not. Okay. Ashley, Damali, Tyranny, y'all have some sort of meeting today. Real quick, let's make it like 15 minutes. okay? Like a 15-minute meeting just to, you want to have that 15-minute meeting, yes? Outstanding. All right, there you go. Outstanding. Okay, got that yesterday. Did that. Okay, just did that. All right, don't have to do this. Give me a second, I'm deleting stuff. Deanna, upload and just, no. Got it, don't worry about that. All right, boom. Oh, the ATS six-figure club. I told y'all, okay, but that was my money. I'm not sure if y'all believe it me, okay, but it really, 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 really is and was, okay? What you were supposed to do is this is one of the few times we charge around here, you were supposed to do, I think, 2,500 and then 5,000 to put skin in the game, and I was buying all your trade lines. I know that sounded like marketing. That's not true. It was the absolute truth. Unfortunately, one person who basically stole from me, it's okay, I covered for them. That you wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even know it unless they called you talking about me, which then you would know who I'm talking about, okay? Now, in which they did call a few people attempting to snoop around or whatever, I don't know, okay? It costs $10,000 now, $15,000. That's how much it should, and that's still a discount. I'm letting you know, ATS six figures. There's no doubt about it. It's $10,000 and $15,000. Now, do you exchange $10,000 for six figures? Yeah. Would you exchange it $15,000 for six figures? Yeah. $15,000 to learn how to do it, $10,000 to do it, same thing. But your trade lines cost way more than $5,000. Now, somebody's having a heart attack. Oh my God, what if I'm already in? You're good. I said, y'all better get it. How many times I said, y'all better get in before? I said it over and over and over. You're going to be
losing. You told us the price was going up, Antonio. You told us that.
I did. It has to. Just Google trade lines yourself. You would see that it's not free. It has nothing to do with me. Yes? And nothing to do with me. I did not invent credit or how this works. I tried to, but I didn't hear back. All right, we'll take care of you. Y'all got it? Everybody understand? We'll take care of you. So make sure you write down Chantel. Okay? You got her?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take care of you. That doesn't apply to you, Chantel. Now, everybody understand what I'm saying? All right, cool. Here's what it is. Now, I'm telling you right now, there's about 60 of you or 70 of you getting funding like Renita's, Daoud. That's happening right now as we speak. The rest of you, since your profile was, you know what I'm saying? Your stuff is getting restored. Don't even expect funding right now. You can't. Okay, you can't for two reasons. For one, you don't qualify. For two, you would literally cost me about $180,000 combined. I'm not doing that. Just so you know. Okay? If you were saving for it, you know, I can't. Maybe we can do something. I just try to help as much as I can, but this is all about people who are, if you were in, you were in. Y'all got to learn to seize opportunities when you can. Cool? All right, that's ATS six-figure club. Now, if you think somebody, I have no idea who I feel. It doesn't make no sense. Same person who paid and then robbed me. I have no idea. Doesn't make no sense, okay? Got all the service. Well, not all the service, but 2 months of the service, and then told their bank, I robbed them. It really happened. That's the truth. It really happened. Okay. And then called a few of y'all and said, it's a scam that I'm charging you to fix your credit to give you funding. That's shit. This happens. This literally happens. Okay. And just one day before, they were on the call, happy. It is what it is. Don't bother me one bit. But what it made me have to do is raise the price. You understand? It's what it is. If you want people to take you seriously, raise your prices. If you want to protect your investment, raise your prices. If you don't want nobody to tear down the house you renting, raise your deposit. So, and only to have the Jeromes in them, the Patricias in them, that is going to invest with me with downtown buildings, we raise the prices. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Last thing I'll say. Some of you, oh, Kid Johnson said me too. Okay, so second last thing I'll say. Some of you are in prime position to start investing in real estate, should that be something you want to do. If you need any help financially, excuse me, with financial education on your new income you're getting for free, don't worry about it. I would teach you or give you tips on what to do with your income. Okay. I'm not charging you. That is your money. Just don't want you to lose it. Ken, you got the last words. Second and to last words.
Is
free to get ready to sing happy birthday.
Sad that we have to make this. I'll make this quick. They don't have to go ask nobody next Wednesday night, or when they see me, just ask me to open up my laptop. I think I already showed you. I move quietly, but I used to charge two trade lines. $2,500 wouldn't get you two good trade lines.
So, no, not the good ones.
I don't know why they tripping, but what happens is when you bring opportunity to us, we always think somebody's out to get them, and they don't understand. Yep. So that's why I'd rather move with folks who have an understanding and leave the rest of them alone. That's all I got to say.
Yep. No, no, you're right. It's the same person that you asked me about. Say, where that person at? You asked about a couple of weeks ago. That's exactly who it was. Exactly who it was. But there was too many people around. So I said, oh, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. Right? Now, Jaquita, unmute thine mic is. We got Frazier, Justin, and Tierney. Say happy birthday. Sing happy birthday. Put some runs in it.
I got happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, you, you. Happy birthday, dear Justin, dear me. Happy birthday to you.
All right, come on, y'all. Unmute your mic with some happy birthday. Thank you so much.
Woo!
That is fantastic.
Was that great? I could sing like that.
Happy
all you got to do is.
Happy birthday.
All right, y'all. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate. We'll see you in the next class to give y'all all free tips and stuff. It's open to the public. If you want to learn how to do targets, specific targets, sniper marketing, keywords, all that stuff, it's up to you. Tony O.T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can't dominate. Put the next call in all the groups just for nobody to miss it. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic, $22 an hour with paid training, and I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.